Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by Tom Felicio, one of the original Fab Five of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and we're talking because there's a new special called Reunion Road Trip, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, available to stream on Peacock. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Jason, how are you? It's good to hear from you.
Now, how'd the idea come about? Like, obviously, there's a hit Netflix reboot right now we've all been watching. You know, I actually really enjoy the new version, too. But talk about how you decided to get back with the original Fab Five.
Well, you know, we actually are still really good friends. And, you know, I live in New York City. Carson lives in New York. Ted lives in New York. And so I see those guys, you know, pretty often here in the city. And Carson and I shot a show for Bravo called Get a Room a year and a half ago. And Carson and I do a lot of interior events because he's very interested in interior design as well. And I have all my businesses in interior design. So I see him a lot. And this all came up because we were thinking of getting together for Jay's birthday, which is big 4-0. He was our younger brother. He's about 10 years younger than all of us. And so when we were shooting Queer Eye back in the day, we used to haze him for being our little brother, and I would duct tape him to chairs and, you know, lock him in the car or whatever, and treated him just like a little brother. And so when he was turning to Big 4-0, we just thought that we would all get together and have a dinner or do something kind of fun like that. And then it just kind of turned into this opportunity to come together and actually do a little bit of a reunion. And sort of do it as like a flash reunion. So it's just kind of happened, you know, sort of naturally. And we just thought, okay, that would be a ton of fun. And, you know, I see the boys, you know, in twos and ones and twos a lot, but never all of us together and all of us kind of working together. So it was actually a lot of fun to kind of be back in that space together and then sort of joining forces to celebrate Jay's birthday was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we saw Friends reunion did big numbers. I'm sure this will do really well, too, fans of the original show. Man, when this thing came out in 2003, I mean, a lot has changed since then in terms of, you know, LGBTQ rights. The Supreme Court ruling wasn't until years after this. I mean, 2003, you guys were still pretty, you know, ahead of the curve there, at least in a public awakening, thank God. So how much do you think you guys helped shape that conversation by, you know, when we see a show like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, it starts entering, you know, you become household names. It starts entering mainstream America.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think we were definitely a part of that. That was a perfect storm, that moment in 2003, 2004, 2005, where all of these things were happening in media, and there were a lot of things happening politically and socially, and things were really starting to kind of, the conversation was really becoming very prevalent and very, you know, it was getting louder and louder, and I think we were a part of, you know, making that conversation happen and giving people a comfort zone to actually have the conversation. I think we opened that door. We were part of all of these different things that were happening in media at that time that really did open the door and start that conversation. We were certainly the first, gay men that were playing ourselves and being just ourselves as gay men on television and connecting and sort of becoming friends with this, you know, the straight guy that we were working with to help him sort of achieve his goals and working together as a team. And I think that, you know, it was such a great message that, you know, here was this unlikely, you know, group, you know, coming together and then finding this straight guy in need that wanted to do something interesting or cool or different or exciting or, you know, just take a big step forward in his life. And we were working as a team to help him do that. And I think, you know, that's such a great message even today, is about people with different points of view coming together and working together and working as a team as opposed to, you know, kind of not working as a team. And I think that that's still a great message. And I think that we were definitely a part of really springboarding that concept forward. And yeah, I think, you know, we didn't realize at the time how important what we were doing was. And we were having so much fun doing it, and it was very natural, and it was You know, it was, I think it was super organic the way it kind of all sort of came together at that time. And I think that's what people really enjoyed about it. And I think that's why so many people invited us into their homes to watch, you know, with their kids and their parents and, you know, grandparents and friends and neighbors and family. And they really, they invited us into their homes. And I think we started that conversation, that dialogue. So that was, it was a really, really cool moment, and we had a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, I think, as Carson says, you know, we may have saved the world from Fleet of Pants.
There's that. You can put, you can slap that on a poster. That's a good line. well, I know we're always sort of up against the clock when we do these calling create things, but so let's rapid fire really quick. I want to mention each of these original Fab Five guys, just give me something about their personality that you know embarrass them a little bit. So Ted Allen, he's obviously food and wine connoisseur, but what's he like in person?
So Ted Allen is hilarious, dry sense of humor, a lot of fun, and he, I would say, what makes him a great, he's very analytical. So he's really great at sort of looking at something, analyzing it, and coming up with sort of, you know, what makes it what it is, why it is, how it could be great, how it could be better, and why it's not great or delicious. So I think he's really great that way.
All right. And then Kyan Douglas, grooming expert.
Kyan Douglas, he's a total hair diva. He loves hair. He's playing with his hair all the time. He's, you know, he's just, Kyan is, he is like, when they call him the grooming guru, because he really is very spiritual. He's really a sweet, sweet, sweet soul. And he is, what makes him great is that he not only connects with people in terms of trying to help them, you know, sort of figure out the best sort of hairstyle for them, but he also connects with everyone, sort of figuring out what makes them happy, bringing in a little bit of peace, and sort of using that as a moment to sort of connect with them. And he does that all the time with all of us and with every straight guy that we worked with him on.
Awesome. Carson Kressley, why such a fashion genius?
Carson Kressley is hilarious. Okay, sorry. Carson Kressley is unbelievably hilarious. He is so much fun. He's super smart. And what makes Carson really great at what he does is it's just, you know, his personality. He has such a big personality. And he brings so much personality to what he does with clothing. And he really tries to bring the personality of the person out through the way he styles them. And so he really sort of taps into that person and figures out sort of what makes them tick, and then he sort of takes it to a level that that person would never go on their own. And it's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit like he puts them in their sort of own personal drag, which is kind of cool. And I love that.
And then, of course, rounding out the group, Jay Rodriguez, sort of the pop culture expert.
You know, Jay Rodriguez, you know, he's an amazing, you know, he's a Broadway actor. And so what's great about Jay is that he is, you know, theater is his life, and sort of being out in front of people is what he loves the most. So bringing people out into culture, bringing them out into the city, bringing them out into sort of what's happening, sort of pop culture, that is literally what he's all about. So he loves that, and it's, you know, it's been his, it's sort of his oxygen is just that. So he was amazing. He was our little brother. He's a sweetheart. He is so professional. He is such a great guy. He has such a kind, sweet personality, and he's a lot of fun. But he really is that person that just wants to be out and about, performing in front of people, knowing what's happening in the community. And I think that's why he really sort of epitomized, you know, sort of the culture vulture for us, because it was really about getting these guys out and connecting them with something in the community that they were interested in, and that they were excited about.
Great. And then in closing, and then yourself, you know, why do you think you made such a good interior designer?
Well, so I guess Tom Felicia, me as sort of the design doctor, you know, I've worked in design. I have a degree in design. I've worked for really amazing designers. I have my own design firm. I have my product lines. I have my showrooms, all the designers that work for me, and I work on projects all over the U.S. and outside of the U.S. So I am really saturated in the world of design, product design. And so for me, I feel like this was such a great fit because I love people. I feel that design is for people. I love bringing design, demystifying it to people, and making it really personalized and about them. So I think this was a really great, easy fit for me as a sort of a people person.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Everyone, again, it's the reunion road trip, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, 9 p.m. tonight on E!, and then after that you can catch it on streaming on Peacock. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Let me know what you think of the show.
Okay. We'll do. It should be fun.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks again. Bye.